You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
The Mind Aware, 610.
We get it. You've got a busy life, family, friends, community involvement, pets, and sometimes you're working a day job on top of it all. So how can you find time to market your business? You do it by finding one marketing method that will bring you all the leads and clients you need. Take the Marketing Superpower quiz at yourmarketingsuperpower.com to find out the marketing method that's best suited for you. Discover the marketing method that uses your natural gifts. It's easy at yourmarketingsuperpower.com, and it's free. When you discover your marketing superpower for free at yourmarketingsuperpower.com, you can focus your marketing and work fewer hours. Go to yourmarketingsuperpower.com right now and take the quiz. It's free, and in just a few minutes, you'll know how to market your business the easy way and get more leads and clients today.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that.
Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll go get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. It's great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret...
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you are clear, what you choose to show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.
Hello, hello, Dana Wild here, and welcome to the show. I'm so happy you're here. Hey, guess what? I've only done like 600 and something episodes, and it's occurred to me that when you hit the subscribe button on iTunes, it makes a huge difference in our rankings on iTunes. Like, okay, I know, I should have known that sooner, right? So I'm asking you to please subscribe. It would mean so much to me. Thank you so very much. Hey, you can't teach an old dog new tricks, apparently. So is it possible to grow a business if you hate marketing? Can you do it? Well, that's what our listener today wants to know. She wrote in and she says, literally, this is quote, end quote, ready? I really hate marketing and I can't talk myself into liking it. All right, point taken, fair enough. So what are you going to do? Can you make money? Can you grow your business if you hate marketing and you can't brain train or talk yourself into liking it? Well, I'll bet you have an idea what I'm going to say. And the answer I would like to start out with is a resounding yes. Of course you can. It doesn't matter if you hate marketing. And so why is that? Well, let's break this down logically, because I really like things that make sense. I like logical, practical, I can see it, hear it, taste it, touch it stuff. And so let's ask ourselves these first two questions. Question number one, is it true that we have a reticular activating system part of the brain? And that this part of the brain is like a little matchmaker that stands at attention all day, every day, listening to what we have to say, what we're thinking about, what we're talking about. It's listening to you right now. Every little thought that goes by, it's paying attention. And what it's doing is it's looking in the outside world and matching things up. So whatever you're thinking about, especially when you're thinking about something chronically, your brain, your reticular activating system, your RAS is saying, hey, this is important to you. I can tell this is important to you because you're thinking about it a lot. And so I'm here. I am your best friend. I'm your brain. I'm on the lookout for more of that. I'm going to give you more of that. And we've had this experience many times in our lives by accident. Have you ever had the experience of you're thinking about something, maybe you're thinking about buying something, and then it just happens to be on sale? I actually have a friend who came up to me one time and said, like, oh my gosh, I was looking for tires for my car, and I got so lucky they were on sale. And I said, guess what? Tires are on sale 365 days a year, right? They're always on sale, always, every single day. But when you are thinking about something, your brain finds it. And so if that's true, and it is, that your reticular activating system in your brain is your best friend and will match whatever you're thinking about, whatever you're talking about, then question number two to ask, do you think every single person ever that's ever lived that has been successful has just loved, 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 and been passionate about marketing? Well, of course not, right? Like, that would be impossible. We're all such different people. We all have different likes, different interests, different things that push our buttons, different things that make us happy. Not every single person ever that has loved marketing. Well, so how'd those people get successful? Like, if you were to line up 100 successful people against the wall and say, what's the common denominator with these people who are at the top of their industries, have built their businesses, are respected, are the influencers in their market? What's the common denominator? Is the common denominator that they love marketing? No. Let's think about all the possibilities. Is the common denominator that they work hard? No. Some of them are hard workers. Some of them are not. Is the common denominator that they all used social media? No. Is the common denominator that they all use technology? No. Is the common denominator that they're all extroverts? No. None of these things. None of these things are the common denominator. So if you want to know what makes people successful, and this is what I've spent my whole life doing, is like researching this and picking this apart and looking at my own ways of thinking. What's the same common denominator with those 100 people that's different from the rest of the population? And it's not that they love marketing. What it is that they think differently. They think differently. They have a different level of expectation for success. Some of them don't like marketing. Some of them hate marketing. Some of them love it. That is not the common denominator. So hopefully, with that little bit of truth-telling, truth number one, we have a reticular activating system that is matching up everything we're thinking about and talking about. Truth number two, some people who are successful also hate marketing, just like you. Number three, if those two things are true, then the third truth is, yes, you can be successful and hate marketing, but not if you think it's a problem. And that's what this sounds like right now. I hate marketing and I can't talk myself into liking it. And do you know the silent part of this sentence? And I'm never going to be successful because I hate marketing. That's the part that's not spoken. It's not even I hate marketing, right? Here's what's written word for word. I really hate marketing. And I can't talk myself into liking it. And the part that's silent is, and I can't be successful unless I do it. How can I talk myself into it? I'm never going to be successful if I don't talk myself into liking marketing. I'm for sure going to be a failure. That's the part that's unspoken here. And that's the problem. The problem isn't that you hate marketing. The problem is that you keep talking about hating marketing, and furthermore, you think that that is going to stop you from success, but the only thing that's stopping you from success is that you keep talking about hating marketing and thinking that it's stopping you from success. Let's do that again, because that was fun. You have a belief system that is stopping you from success. It's not that you hate marketing. It's that you keep saying you hate marketing and you think it's stopping you. So what do you do? Well, you know, because you're here. And if you've been listening to the show for any length of time, you must begin to train your brain. You must start to tell a different story. I did the first 2 points first because you can't argue with that logic. Not every person who's ever been successful has loved marketing. So you can take that and you can springboard your whole story off of that fact. So you have to start being a proactive thinker in your head and set your alarm multiple times a day on your phone or your watch and just practice. Practice words. So it would be words that would sound like, oh my gosh, Dana's right. I just got busted, by the way, which is how every really good rant starts. Dana's right is pretty much like my favorite beginning to every rant ever. So Dana's right. I just got busted. There are people who are successful, who have a variety of different personality traits and desires and likes and dislikes. And I like knowing that. And I like being a brain trainer. And I like being able to focus on one thought at a time. And I like thinking in my head. And I like the idea that I can be successful no matter what. I can be successful just like I am. And that the thing that's making me successful is not whether or not I like marketing. In fact, I can hate marketing and still be successful. And I can say sentences to myself like, I still hate marketing, but I'm growing my following. I never have liked marketing, but people like what I have to say. I'm not a very good marketer, but it doesn't matter. I'm making money anyway. That word, but, oh, that word, but is your best friend. It negates everything that comes before it. So when you start to say things like, it's okay that I hate marketing. It's okay. I never have liked marketing. I'm not a good marketer, but I'm growing my business. But I'm the example that you don't have to be a good marketer to grow. I love being the example that you don't have to be a good marketer. I love that I don't have to change myself. I love that I can be successful just who I am, as I am. I can grow my business. I can do whatever I want and grow my business because growing my business is about mindset and expectation and how I feel about my business. And I expect it to grow because I am thinking good thoughts and I'm focused on good things and I'm busting myself on stories that are limiting and I'm turning them around. It doesn't matter whether I like marketing or not because other successful people don't like marketing. This is not the common denominator, but what is the common denominator, and I know it, is that I train my brain, and I love being a brain trainer, and I love thinking positive thoughts, and I love raising my expectation. I love knowing that money is flowing to me, and I love that feeling of knowing that things are working out for me, and that feeling of expectation that I can grow my business any way I want to. This is the ticket. So you just keep on hating marketing. It makes no difference, but you start telling a different story about it because that's what's growing your business. That's the thing that matters. And I know you get that. I know you totally understand. I'll tell you, I'm going to make a little pitch for a freebie here for all of you out there who hate marketing because I got a new thing available that hasn't been available up until literally like the last week. And it's a marketing calendar for people who hate marketing. It's the easiest way ever to set up your world so you don't have to be a good marketer. This is like one thing a month, and I give you a little video showing you how to use it so that you could just fill it in yourself. You just go to danawild.com/marketingcalendar, and I created it for people like you. Go check it out. danawild.com/marketingcalendar. Because doesn't it just make sense that there are so many different kinds of people who've been successful and they've all done it in different ways. They've all done it in different ways and with different personality traits. So there's no reason you can't also be wildly successful. And in fact, stay tuned for next show because next show we're going to talk about how to become the category leader in your particular niche, even if you hate marketing. It really doesn't matter. Isn't that great to know? Isn't that so fun to know that you can be successful just like you are? And of course you can, because you're perfect and there's no one else like you, and you're the only one who can be you, and you're the only one who can deliver what you deliver the way you deliver it, because you're the only one there is. People have to come to you to get what you have to offer. Oh yeah, that's how we do it. I'm able and capable and willing and ready and able, and I want it and I'm capable of it and I'm willing and able and ready.
Am I giving to a taker? Red light, red light, red light. We are all worms, but I do believe that I am a glowworm.
The opposite of self-doubt is clarity.
It's that moment of choice.
The big thing I'll tell you is it's your mindset.
Oh, that is good. I love the bribe.
That's going to sort itself out.
Happy where I am and ready for more.